You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hello, Troy.
Hello, how are you?
I am great.
Marvellous.
What track are we going to be looking at today?
Shall I tell you about kind of an overview of everything we're going to do?
Yeah.
Now, because this is that weird time in between Christmas and when everyone goes back to work, I've had enough time to move stuff around in the shop and find stuff in the shop.
Mm.
And the theme of the ones we've got today is that they're all brand new records that are always at $29.95.
How's brilliant. That? $29.95.
And they're not, as you'll hear, they're not just crappers. They're not, you know, you might go into some stores and they have like things priced at that and it's like abysmal rubbish that you'd never want to buy anyway. Mm-hmm. But no, you'll hear. Ha ha, knock the gates. First one I'm going to look at. I don't know whether I should even talk too much about this because what else is there to really say about Otis Redding's Otis Blue, Otis Redding Sing Soul on Stax Records from 1965?
I can't believe it's 90. I thought Otis Redding was a lot further along. I thought he was like in the late 1970s.
No, Otis actually died in the 60s in 1967 in the plane crash.
Yeah. No way!
You didn't know. Well, I'm sorry to upset you. Yeah.
No, man, I'm shocked.
Are you serious now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Otis died in the 60s, and the tune I've chosen is also kind of not a death song, but Otis came to be thought of as the new Sam Cooke after Sam Cooke was murdered at the end of 1964. In 64, he had done the single A Change Is Gonna Come. Otis Redding recorded it the following year, just as simply Change Gonna Come.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same song. It's the song.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways, Otis Redding had taken on, you know, the great soul hope mantle that Sam Cooke had.
Mm.
But I don't, you know, I don't want to dwell on all the miserable stuff about it.
No.
It's just
beautiful. Always,
it's uplifting. It's a positive message.
I think that's the thing about Otis Redding is I always felt his music was quite feel good. He didn't do too many
Change Is Gonna Come as a serious song about social change. You're thinking like stuff like My Girl, whatever, right?
Yeah.
What a Wonderful World. Although What a Wonderful World is kind of a bit depressing in some ways. But yeah, the guy like just emanated, you know, this sort of spirit, which, you know, in stark contrast to how he was being treated at the time. You know, it was in 1964 when him and his band and his wife and other people with them were arrested for attempting to check into a motel.
No
because
way.
You know, checking into a motel while black is was something of a crime, you know, back then.
Goodness.
Last week when we talked about Nina Simone, we talked about you know, how civil rights kicked in.
Mm.
You can understand exactly why civil rights had to kick in.
Mm.
And just to
Should we have a listen to the song?
Change Gonna Come by Otis Redding from the amazing, amazing record Otis Blue, Otis Redding Sing Soul.
Woo!
Beyond the clouds. It's been a long, long time coming. I know, change has gotta come. Oh, yes, it is. There's a time I will go to my brother. Oh, I've asked my brother, will you help me leave? He turned me down, and then I asked my dear mother. Oh, I was still labor to try to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it is. Just like I said, I went to my little bitty brother. Dear mother, old man. I said, mother, I'm down on my knees. But there was a time that I thought, Lord, this could last very long. Oh, man. Somehow I thought I was still able to start to carry on. It's been a
That was Otis Redding with Change Gonna Come, and I'm quite excited for the next track that we're going to listen to.
The next track from our $29.95 record selection, yeah. Well, the next track comes from a 1982 record entitled To Rye A by Dixie's Midnight Runners. Now, I know when a lot of people, yourself included, Hannah, hear the name Dixie's Midnight Runners, they
come
think of...
Come on, Eileen!
Which is actually on this album, but but beyond, you know, they were never anything like the one hit wonder. In fact, they had a whole bunch of hits in Britain,
but nobody ever talks about it. Everybody just always kind of regurgitates that one track from Dixie's Midnight Runner.
It's because people have no imagination. I would say that most listeners to BFM would be more likely to think of a tune like Gino, or, you know, something off Searching for the Young Soul Rebels, the album which came before, you know, before they thought of Come On Eileen. But I don't know. Probably everyone's been to your great auntie's birthday party or been to some boring wedding of someone you don't like to hear that song. I don't know.
But this track in particular, what was it about this that you want to...
Well, Dixies was sort of an ever-changing group, and basically after the first album, Searching for the Young Soul Rebels, a lot of them were either fired or left and went to do something else. And in between that group and the Two Rye A group, there was another version of Dixies which did this tour through 1981 called the Projected Passion Review, which has subsequently been released on CD only, but it's amazing. Mm. And I think that the tune we're going to hear from Tu Raye relates a lot more to that group than to the Raggle Taggle, Yiddly Tiddly, Emerald Express violins that you know in Come On Eileen. But nonetheless, there's still violin in it. And in fact, the only similarity between this group we're going to hear, this Dexys Midnight Runners, and the one which came before it, is the horn player, Big Jim Patterson, and Kevin Rowlands, the vocalist, obviously, the great Kevin Rowlands. The tune is Let's Make This Precious.
And I'm excited to listen to it. So we were just listening to Dexys Midnight Runners, Let's Make This Precious, and I was pretty taken aback by that track. I love the little harmonies that they kind of throw in at, like, almost the high points of the vocal line.
I mean, it's still a really soul-sounding record. Mm. You know, when people go, oh, they went folk. All right, you're looking at the pictures of them wearing dungarees. No, it doesn't mean they're folk.
So we're going to go on to something a bit weirder.
Well, I guess it's weirder, but I mean, it basically relates to the last one in one specific way, in that it is by a group called The Special AKA, who had developed out of the group The Specials. And also they're defined pretty much by one tune, which is Free Nelson Mandela, mm-hmm. a massive single in 1984. But the album that that comes from in the studio, which Jerry Dammers, sort of the lead guy, considers to be the third Specials LP. Okay, so following the that sort of punk ska one with Message to You, Rudy, and Do the Dog, and Hey Little Rich Girl, or that. Was Hey Little Rich Girl on the second one? Can't remember. And then the second album, which was kind of like weird sort of James Bondy lounge spy music with a bit of old rock steady chucked in there. This one, completely different lineup. I think John Bradbury, the drummer, was the same, and Jerry Dammers was the same. Nobody else. Rhoda Dacher, who had been in the Body Snatchers, she sung on this, as did Stan Campbell. He was the main voice on Free Nelson Mandela, but I'm not going to play that. And nor am I going to play the other two kind of hit singles, which are The Thing I Like Most About You Is Your Girlfriend. And also Racist Friend, which Racist Friend was a really good song. Basically, it wasn't like, talk to your friends about racism, you know, and try to change mind. It was basically just cut them off.
Yeah.
Got a racist friend, cut them off at the knees.
So why are we looking at this track today then?
This is the one which I actually think that captures the spirit of the whole record better than those other two, because it's not an exuberant record like Free Nelson Mandela, and it's not a sort of a quirky message based thing like you could assume with Racist Friend or, you know, Thing I Like Most About You. This is, to me, it was always kind of a queasy sounding record, and even though it allegedly cost £500,000 to make, it sounds
£500,000
allegedly
to make.
Yeah, it was a flop basically.
Really?
Basically, yeah. Well, you spend £500,000 on something, you want a bit more return. But it didn't even make the charts, I don't think, really. But anyway, I think it somehow captures really something about it. And again, it was one of the ones I found that we sell for $29.95 all the time at Southbound. And
so what record is this one from?
It's called In the Studio by The Special AKA. And the tune we're going to hear, what is the name of the first song? Bright Lights, is it?
Yep, Bright Lights.
I originally heard this as the flip side of the Racist Friend single, which is probably the other reason why I kind of like it.
Cool.
Because when I used to buy singles back in 84, I would play them over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Until you stopped playing them.
Until I bought a new one.
Awesome. Let's have a listen to this.
Okay.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.